5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do this. What's up, viewers of the Cube? Smokey in here, California, knows how to party, smoking that ganja. Yo, no, that was just my vape. Did a smoke entrance. How is everybody doing today? Tyler here, Chico Crypto, coming to you guys live. And yes, we are live, my brothers. Live on a beautiful cryptocurrency day. I mean, I just refreshed this and it keeps going up. Another 20. Bitcoin is on fire right now. Bulls are back, baby. That's a nice green candle. Who doesn't like to see that one? That is one buy from someone that pushed it up from the 4,200 all the way up to 4,800. One buy. One big old whale was like, yep, it's time to get back in. And now we're seeing the effects of that one buy after. Bullish movements from smaller whales coming in. It's looking good after that sideways. And I love all those people that were like screaming, sub 2K, Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin's going to hit 1K. Those guys are fools, let me tell you. It never was going to hit that. I'm just so happy that it didn't, because now I can laugh in their face, because, yeah, that wasn't going to happen. I'm going to cut it this week. No, I said we're not fully out of the clear. I mean, crazy shit can happen in cryptocurrency. We could still dip below 3,200. Likeliness of that is, like, very unlikely. I mean, probably only, like, a 5-10% chance. But there still is that chance. I won't be fully comfortable that it won't happen until we hit past 6K. And that 6K could come very quickly. I mean, it could come this week easily by the end of the week. So I'm keeping it until we're past 6K. Once we're past 6K, I know we won't drop below 3,200 again. But in this range right now, there's still a chance we could. Unlikely, but there is that chance. And I don't want to look like the dumbass. Me cut this hair and then, you know, next 3 days later it drops. And I'm like, motherfucker. J Clutch, see BTC still going to 1K this summer. You're a fool, man. You could just see the price movement from when it got down to 3,200. I mean, even in the 4,000 range, trying to push it down that low, those whales were getting wrecked. So, no, it's not going to happen. Yeah, there will be a fat 6K wall. But right when it crosses it, like right when Bitcoin goes past the 6K level, I'm cutting it, because once it's there, there's no way we're going below 3,200 again. This bitch is sold out. Hell yeah, I'm sold out. Sold out. Cold out. Oh god, I hate when the TA guys come in here. 6K is not being passed this week. Daily over 90 RSI plus 12 months of support. No, dude. TA, I mean, there is value in it, but you're not going to call, like, a number like 6K range. It's not passing it. I mean, that's just stupid. But the markets are looking amazing. I'm happy about this. Needed it. I mean, my portfolios went up a shit ton, like $25,000 since this happened. I'm stoked. Do we think we'll test the low again? Like I said, probably like a 5-10% chance that we'll hit 3,200, test out again, but most likely not going to happen. Too much good stuff going on. You got to get a crew cut if it goes over 10,000? Hey, Hassan, I'm doing good, brother. Hope you're doing good as well. Why do dudes care about another dudes? Why do dudes care about another dude? I don't know. Because this hair is... I actually kind of want to just grow it out for, you know, tell my shoulders. I'm kind of liking the long hair. Chicks are too. Other coins, though, I mean, Ethereum's looking good. 200. If Bitcoin goes over 6K, 200 Ethereum is not out of this range of possibility. XRP is still being XRP. Not a big fan of it. Oh, whoa! Corrupted, baby! That's what's up, brother. Thank you so much. Ba ba balina, bitches. Nice, man. That's hella cool. Thank you, dude. Appreciate that.
Dude, Corrupted is a legend. He is the one of the biggest legends of the Chico Crypto Army, man. Hey, Corrupted, you got a Telegram? You should come into the Chico Crypto Telegram. People would be pumped to see you in there. Other altcoins, Bitcoin Cash is up 56% for some reason. Litecoin's up 32%. EOS 20. Alts are moving higher. Some of the bigger alts in the top 10, they're moving quicker than Bitcoin. Which, I mean, in my last video, I said was going to happen. Alt season, I mean, there's a bunch of money right now, you guys, on the sidelines in Tether. A lot of people tethered up on the way down. So they have their favorite coins, you know, their favorite altcoins that they're into. Before this crash down, you know, some people were in Ethereum, some people in Litecoin, I mean, any other coin, Cardano. So you're going to see that Tether money come back into these altcoins first. It's not going to be like last time where Bitcoin was the one rising like crazy. And then we saw altcoins. It's going to be altcoins first, and then it's going to be Bitcoin after, because probably around, I mean, it's already happening. We're starting to see new blood getting interested. Right when Bitcoin starts going up, the new people start getting interested. All the new people, they're going to put most of their money into the top three, top coins, stuff that's on Coinbase. So those will start running second, especially once that new money comes in. And then those people who have made their money on their altcoins are going to start seeing the Bitcoin FOMO. So then you're going to see Bitcoin move up. How many for a full node in Ethereum? It's 32 Ethereum if you want to stake. That's what it looks like. Alts are more profitable. Yes, they, but not as safe. Bitcoin, you're pretty guaranteed. But yes, altcoins, you can get better gains in. Breaking 5,300 right now? No way. Oh, we're getting there. Damn, dude, this fucking market's on crazy. Gone crazy, you guys. Told you guys, though, the bulls were coming. They were coming. So what do I got for crypto news today? This 5,000, the Bitcoin roller coaster going up. Hey, this is always good to see. We might have to do that for 6,000 here soon. That'd be crazy in like 24 hours. But yeah, the volume too. If you look at the volume candles, this is back over 20K range, last bull pop. And then if we look over here, volume is higher actually right now than back over here. So volume's looking good. I mean, that's very bullish. Volume is a huge sign right there that the markets are turned around. Like I said, I thought 3,200 was the low. And the only way to go from here is up, in my personal opinion. Andrew K and his EOS. But yeah, I'm feeling like shit today, you guys. That airplane ride killed me. I hate going on airplanes. They make me tired as fuck. Like, I'm exhausted. So this is probably going to be a short live stream today. I kind of want to take a nap. Dude, honestly, man, the volumes are extremely fake. Yeah. I mean, they're probably, I mean, it's unregulated, so exchanges can do what they want. But that doesn't mean it's not going to push up the price. Might as well go with it. I mean, like, I think there's a lot of stuff in movement right now. I mean, we're going to have one more big bull pop before regulators get in. This might be one of our last chances to get those 100x gains, you know? I mean, maybe not 100x. That maybe was last bull run. But there will be 10, 20x gains to be seen in this next bull run. It might be one of the last chances, too, if people get to do this, so be ready, be on the ball. Like I said, get into a good alts last bull video. I think those are going to pop before Bitcoin because we have all the Tether money on the sidelines. So get into good alts. So this was talking about new money. So this is already what is Bitcoin is trending on Google right now. So people are seeing the price, you know, whoa, it went from 3,000 something, now we're up 5,200, $2,000 in, you know, a couple months. That'll get people's attention, and it is getting people's attention. It's trending on Google, so we're going to see some new blood coming in. IOST will smash EOS. I don't know about that. Looks like we got a lot of EOS fanboys in here, though. Watch Trailer Park Boys animated? Haven't seen that. Love Trailer Park Boys, though. One of my favorite shows. So this was pretty funny. Post on our Bitcoin today was, shitcoin is imploding. US dollar plunges 18% against Bitcoin over the last 24 hours. Uh-oh. What's up, Pap? What's happening, George? Do I see Litecoin reaching 1,000 by the end of the year? No. Litecoin should not reach 1,000. I mean, Litecoin, there's not much development going on Litecoin, you guys, right now. It is just a Bitcoin testnet. Anytime, like, they start developing on Litecoin is when Bitcoin needs something tested on it. So, I mean, Litecoin's okay. Other alts interest me more. I don't own any Litecoin. If I'm going to get, you know, silver or gold, I'm going to go for gold every day of the week. You know, I'm going to go for Bitcoin. I'm not going to buy Litecoin. I don't want silver. You know, I want that gold, baby. So, this is pretty funny. John McAfee's having a hell of a day today. He's basically like, hey, I told you guys the bear market was over. I'm not going to have to eat my wiener. Probably still going to have to eat his wiener, but he's having a hell of a day today because markets have turned around. He's feeling good. But he still has $995,000 to go by December 31st, 2020. So, I mean, there's still a chance, but I still think he's eating his wiener. Am I into quant stamp? No, not really. I don't own any. Neo overtook Aunt again. Well, that's good. Oh, it overtake Maker too. Why is Neo pumping right now? I mean, really nothing's going on with Neo. I mean, they just had Ryu Games switch from the Neo blockchain over Ontology. You're just seeing it crumble before its knees, so I'm very happy being at Neo. But Maker's looking decent. I wonder how the Bitcoin chart's looking with Maker. Still got a fat gap on there. Very happy. I should have gotten to Maker a long time ago. I don't know what I was thinking. Go, got too many chats coming on. Cryptohead thinks Phantom will eventually be up with the big boys here soon. I'm a big fan of Phantom. I put in just a small investment. I put in like $500 two and a half weeks ago. And nice, 20 million. It's turned into like 1,500 since I put it in. So, hey, that's good. But yeah, no, that's really good. Phantom's, when I first started talking about Phantom, it was only like a $5 million market cap, $6 million. Up to almost $20 million now. This is one of my favorite low caps. It's a lot higher than it was. It was like $5 million. But it's $20 million. I like Phantom. Another low cap I really like is Bazant. And they're having a hell of a day, up 30% right now. It's broken away, too. It's Bitcoin value from the USD value, which is good. So this is another good one. Bazant's mainnet's coming, too. Hell yeah, Bart. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to always try to keep up the good work. I don't know if I told... I did tell a few of you guys. Took a vacation back home for a week. I'm going to be here till the 10th. So, not going to have as consistent content coming out. I'm going to be doing, I had three videos that I pre-produced over in Florida. Posted one of those yesterday. I'm going to do a live stream today. Then tomorrow I'll probably post another of the pre-produced ones. And then I'll do another live stream on Friday. And then maybe another live stream on Saturday. Take Sunday off. Then post one of my another pre-produced ones. We'll see. Still trying to figure out my game plan for that. Oh, Dr. Ed. I was actually going to talk about that. So there's some drama going down with VeChain. So something happened. Someone posted that VeChain bought out Ambrosius, another supply chain coin. And it doesn't look like that's what happened. It caused a bunch of drama. It actually caused Ambrosius to pump. This is right when the news came out, and then it pumped up pretty well. And since it's crashed down like a son of a bitch after the pump. Because some people are like, oh, that's good for Ambrosius. But what happened was, Sunny Liu, VeChain CEO, tweeted, official statement, VeChain has not considered acquiring Ambrosius GmbH and is not acquiring any interest in Ambrosius GmbH. But Ambrosius, they changed their name to VeChain GmbH, which is weird. Some guy gave a good summary of what happened. So on the other hand, Ambrosius' official Twitter account stated an official update will be provided after they get 1,804 retweets on this tweet, which is kind of specific. Like, why do you need that specific amount of retweets? We'll post an update. So a lot of weird shit's going down with that, but according to VeChain, Sunny Liu, that no. But supposedly Ambrosius has changed hands, and the new person who's running it, he's the one who changed it to VeChain, whatever, GmbH, that's their name. No idea. I stayed out of both these supply chain coins. You can feel the next stream will be a haircut. I don't know, I'm kind of feeling putting it up in a man bun. I think that would be pretty cool. What do you guys think? Is Elon Musk really into Doge? If he liked a coin, of course I would think he would like Bitcoin. He's into Ethereum. I know that. But if he liked any other altcoin, I would think it'd be Doge because Elon Musk is into memes. So this is interesting. Regarding what's going on, so the American dollar, fiat dollar, in my opinion, we're in for some hard times coming up, especially, and U.S. Is trying to put sanctions across the globe on many other large, powerful countries like Russia, China, and this is regarding Russia. So Russian economist says Russians have bought $8.6 billion in Bitcoin in fear of U.S. sanctions. So they're going to be getting around the U.S. sanctions with Bitcoin. I mean, this is big, you guys. I mean, and that's bad for the U.S. dollar. Just like this post. The U.S. dollar plunges 18% against Bitcoin over the last 24 hours. This might have something to do with it. U.S. dollar is going to lose its dominance. Bitcoin's going to become the world reserve currency. If you don't believe that's going to happen, just watch. It's going to happen. Ooh, Gnome G, thank you for the tip, brother. I agree. Phantom will be probably coming for the top 50. The reason I like Phantom is it solved a lot of the issues I had with DAGs, like timestamps, smart contracts. So they have figured out a way to get timestamps and smart contracts in a DAG-like structure. So they are BYY buns. No, they're called douche knots. That's what I've heard. Why the sudden hate for Crypto Zombie? It's not sudden. I've always disliked not always disliked him. Like when I first got into cryptocurrency, I thought he might be kind of cool. Then I did a few live streams with him, and he's really into himself, doesn't let you talk. I've met him in person and he's the same way. And after I met him in person, that's when I was like, yeah, this guy's a fucking douche. Don't want anything to do with him. So no, it's nothing new. I've always disliked Crypto Zombie. And he's a shill. And he doesn't admit when he gets paid. He gets paid, I think, for every video he does. Whenever he's doing his newses and he sneaks in like, hey, check out this project. He's getting paid for that, you guys. It's not telling you. Get a man bun. Fuck the haters. If I get a man bun, I'll no longer be a Chico. Okay, I'm not doing it then. Too late to buy Chainlink? No. Chainlink is a solid buy all around. It's solving, I mean, a couple cryptos I like a lot are Chainlink as well as Enigma, because they are providing solutions to a major blockchain problem, Oracle problem. So once you get that figured out, big stuff's coming for both of those coins. So this was interesting. I didn't have that there. So there's a post on our Bitcoin talking about how you should get your funds off of large exchanges like Coinbase, Binance, blah, blah, blah. Because if it gets hacked, stolen, you're going to be liable for it. So Coinbase does have insurance, but it is only insurance for what they do. So if they got hacked because of one of their problems, you know, or one of their security issues, then your funds would be secured. They would be insured and you would get that money back. But if you get hacked, if say you had sloppy password security or whatever, if your funds get hacked because of you, it's not insured. So it's not exactly like a bank necessarily, insurance like that. You're not going to be secure if someone gets into your account. So if someone hacks your password and your 2FA, you're liable for that shit. Not Coinbase. So again, I recommend just getting your funds in the most secure place possible. What I recommend first is a Trezor. But Trezor doesn't have support for a lot of altcoins. So the next best bet is the Ledger. But I don't know if I fully trust Ledger. I do have a lot of my altcoins on my Ledger because that's the only place, but I would like to see more competition come into that area. Hardware wallets. I'm not a big fan of Aeon, actually. What do I think about Cosmos Atoms? It's doing well. Last time I checked, it's probably doing a lot better. I don't think it's on, or it might be on CoinMarketCap now. It's doing all right. Its Bitcoin value is getting crushed, though. Why don't I trust Ledger? I don't know. I just don't. I mean, they did pull that move here recently where they said they have had a security vulnerability, so they needed you to update. And when the update came, you could only get like two apps on your Ledger. You know, you could have Bitcoin and then one more, you know, like NEO or whatever, Ethereum, any other altcoin. You used to be able to get 3 to 4 on your Ledger. So I think that security, like, bullshit they're saying was a bunch of BS. I think it was them a update so they could minimize the amount of apps you can have on the Ledger. So you needed to buy more. I think it was a business decision, you know, to get people to buy more Ledgers. So this was pretty interesting. USSEC came out with a statement on framework for investment contracts, analysis of digital assets. Came out just today. And they have a post on it, what the document contains, and here's the actual document. And after reading through, just initially through this, it goes through what is an ICO and all that, what defines an ICO, what is the Howey test, and, you know, if your ICO is considered a security. And it doesn't look good for Tron, personally. It sounds like a lot of those stuff on Tron doesn't pass the Howey test and will be considered a security. Tron's just in for some shit, let me tell you guys. Justin Sun is probably going to be either fined for millions of dollars or he is going to spend some time in a jail cell, in my personal opinion. Yes, Digibyte is still a good buy, in my opinion. The new Ledger, yes. I'm going to have to check that out. I only have a Nano S, but... I mean, it's just stupid, though, in my personal opinion. Like, why did this new security update take the amount of apps you can fucking store on the goddamn thing? You know, it cut it in half. It made me just feel like they were trying to get people to purchase more Nano S's. So yeah, this is regarding the VeChain stuff. Forty went through that. Ambrosius is probably going to get crushed if it isn't good news coming out, and if this was just a little stunt by them. Supposedly too, I read that some of the larger amounts of the cryptos got sent to exchange when this went down, and right here is where they dump the shit out of them. If that comes out as true, you're going to see Ambrosius get crushed. Yeah, so the Ambrosius community is asking, you know, crypto, our cryptocurrency, to help us get a response from the Ambrosius team. What the hell is going on? VeChain and Ambrosius, dude. In some shit. Scottish Bull. You can store more than two? Have you done the latest update? Because, yeah, with the latest update, you can only store... Maybe that you don't have the Bitcoin app on it. I think if you have the Bitcoin app, you can only store one more. What is my thoughts on Neo? I'm not very bullish on Neo anymore. So Enigma is having a nice little price dip. Red on a green day. This would be, in my opinion, a buy right now. Because Enigma is going to go up. They just released their Discovery testnet. Code is open source right now. You can check it out on their GitHub. And like I said, they are Enigma is going after kind of similar. Not exactly similar as Chainlink. But they do have Wasm integration into their nodes. So you won't really need an Oracle. The Enigma nodes act as an Oracle solution by default. But Enigma is focusing more on secret contracts, secret nodes. I mean, the amount of stuff you can do with Enigma, and if it's needed in the business world. Because, you know, if a business is going to want to buy, you know, something from this guy through a smart contract, if it was open source just like on Ethereum, they could see the price, what they paid for that thing. Businesses don't want their competitors knowing what they bought things for. So you need to run secret smart contracts. Love BlockNet. Actual good technology, decentralized exchange. So I'm talking with the BlockNet team right now. Binance went after them, basically told them that they broke their NDA and they're going to try to force legal action against them. For them telling me what happened, but BlockNet said, if they come after us, we're gonna cross suit them. BlockNet standing up to the big guy and saying, suck on that. What's up, Mexican Charlie Lee? Ontology. Again, I still hold my stack of Ontology just because I think it is going to become the smart contract platform if China does want one. They probably will pick Ontology, but it just worries me about, you know, what they did to Neo. If they fucked over Neo with Ontology, who says in a couple of years they won't do the same thing to Ontology? You know, they'll create a new platform with new technology and upgraded, and they'll just leave Ontology behind and be like, all right, time for us to work on a new one. If they did it once, they'll do it again, you guys. People don't change. What do I see Digibyte doing now that it's altcoin season? I see it doing well. It's up 13%. I'm holding my Digibyte. What I like about Digibyte is what they stand for. It is a community grown project. they don't bow down to exchanges. I mean, is that a good long-term, good short-term strategy? It might not be the best because their volume isn't as high as other coins in their position. But in the long term, I think it is going to be good. I wonder how much Binance would have to pay me for a sponsored video. I'd sell my soul for $5 million. I'm not going to lie. I'd do a Binance video right now if they gave me $5 million. But if they just tried to give me like a couple thousand, I'd be like, go suck my balls. I had an email. So there was a few YouTubers that put out sponsored tweets probably like a week ago about Tron and USDT. Who was one of them? Crypto Bitcoin Chris, Ivan on Tech. I got that email. I could have done a sponsored tweet. But yeah, I said no because... fuck no, I'm not going to sell my soul for a couple thousand dollars. You got to be at least $5 million to sell my soul. Engine coin. I think it's one of the better gaming coins. Definitely, you guys. But I think the Samsung stuff was really blown out of proportion. But, I mean, that's still to be seen. And then, like, this Cosmos coin, too, kind of tried to ride on the coattails of the Samsung partnerships. And this was just bullshit. Like, right when I saw this spike right here, I heard about this Cosmos. Now they have a partnership with Samsung. I was like, no. This is like a beauty coin, like, for beauty stuff. I was like, no. Come on. That's stupid. And people bought the shit out of it. Yeah, it's like some decentralized... beauty ecosystem. Like, what in the fuck? Chip Chodler promoting Binance for $5 million? Hell yeah. Walton didn't offer to have me come out and see their office. Walton just said, anyone's open to come see our office. You think I'm gonna go pay money to go fly to China? Yeah, Wes. Nice one. Walton's a China hustle, I'll tell you that right now. Hey, where's your mainnet? Where's your mainnet, dude? It's delayed once again, bruh. Walton is a China hustle. You guys don't know the lengths they'll go to, the Chinese, to fake people out. Phantom just got added to the Binance V-Label program. That's cool. Oh, did I make it into the Nash Next beta? Can't tell you guys. What the heck ever happened to Bitum? Bitum's just like a stable coin. I don't hold my Bitum anymore. I got out of it. But yeah, it's held like in its range. It's been like ranked 50 to 60. Since a year and a half ago. It just has held in that range and it won't do anything. I mean, there's not much going on with Bitum. It has healthy amount of volume, but I don't see this becoming anything. Chainlink is $1.50 on BitThumb? Uh-oh. We got some movements coming. Oh yeah, something's wonky on BitThumb, you guys. 144. Why did Bitcoin hit 10K on Binance's? I don't know. If I don't like Binance or Coinbase, what exchange do I use? I try to use decentralized exchanges whenever possible. Some of the ones I've used, I like BISC, but BISC doesn't have too many trading pairs or the volume. I do use BitShares DEX once in a while. I use Switch.io when I was trading NEP5s. But if I do have to use a centralized exchange, I go with Bitrex because it's what I used back in the day. I'm used to it. I haven't switched. Even when Binance came out, I stayed with Bitrex. Wow, CHX is getting onto BitMEX. How's it doing? 17%. Looking good. So what else did I have to talk about? Today is going to be a pretty short episode. Like I said, I'm feeling like shit, you guys. Oh, this. So we found out who Satoshi Nakamoto is. It is Vitalik Buterin.
Yes, I am Satoshi Nakamoto. No.
Oh, I love Vitalik. Did you guys see his April Fool's joke on Justin Sun? That was pretty funny. At least he has, you know, smart humor. Justin Sun has little kid humor. Justin Sun is just a little kid. I've heard Justin Sun likes his cocaine, too. Justin Sun's that, like, you know, 19-year-old who just got a ton of money. And he's going to party his ass off and spend it all on cocaine and hookers. Elon Musk loves Dogecoin. Why do you think? It's probably he likes it because Elon Musk is into memes. He's a memer. Dan Larimer is Satoshi? No. I would say We Die is most likely Satoshi. Or that guy that was involved with Craig Wright. I forget his name. I might do a video on that here soon. Chinese love opium. That is true. Did you know that Nash is on Switch.io? Yes, I did know that. US can't trade it, though, I'm pretty sure. Phantom is going to beat Icon. Hey, I don't know about that. Phantom does need a lot more money. Icon is pretty well funded. You know where a good place to check for cryptocurrencies, which ones that are going to pump, is 4chan. I did some research on 4chan the other day, found some good ones, low cap ones. Crypto. VIDT, this one. Low cap. Found this one on 4chan. Basically creating a proof of, kind of like proof of existence, but a little bit more. It gives documents a digital fingerprint. And it's just a working product. That's what's so good about it. It's functional, working, built out. The app's easy to use. And they do have a lot of clients. Can't stop listening to Scammer's Paradise. Should I make the Scammer's Paradise a whole 4chan research? Dude, you gotta be able to sift through the shitposting. I mean, it's just like anywhere. Where I do a lot of my research is, I used to do a lot of it on our cryptocurrency, but now it's garbage. I still do some, but 4chan's good still. You just gotta be able to sift through the shitposts. I'm not a big fan of Zilliqa. Would you recommend scalping your profits and buying dips or riding it through? Well, it depends on what kind of trader you are. If you're not in the US and, you know, going in and out of cryptos isn't going to be a large tax liability, then of course do it that way. But if you're in the U.S., you know, and you don't want to deal with large tax liabilities, then hold it, buying and holding is the best strategy, in my opinion. I'm a lazy trader. I don't want to keep track of all that stuff. I just want to buy it, you know, and when I sell out, then I have to deal about the taxes, worry about that kind of stuff. What is EPY? Empty? Oh, no. There was another coin I found, but then I freaking found her. So, Imovio. It was one of the main devs behind it. Oh, what is it? Eternity and Augur. One of the main devs, he created his own cryptocurrency at Movio. And then I tweeted about it on Twitter, like, I found some two good low-cap gems, and I said Imovio and that VIDT one. The founder, the dev, he started talking shit about the other coin that I found, and I'm like, dude, this isn't a good look on yourself, man. I'm trying to support your coin, and then you come in and start talking shit? Like, now I don't support your coin, dude. Like, yeah, the dev behind Imovio is a little shithead, so I don't know about that. Made me not want to buy any, that's for sure. Bitcoin dumping? Oh. No. No, it's past 5,300. What are you talking about? Okay, Aeon, I'll look at... I've looked into Aeon. Yeah, Zach Hess is a mess, Naderin. He is, dude. Guy needs to... chill out. You might be smart, but dude, you gotta learn how to handle yourself in front of people. When someone's, you know, supporting your coin, you don't go onto it and start talking shit. Litecoin versus Bitcoin Cash. Litecoin all day of the week. I'm not a big fan of Roger Ver. I mean, Bitcoin Cash was just an attempt by Jihan Wu, Roger Ver. Why can't I think of his name? Fake Toshi, Calvin Ayer. It was just their attempt to try to take over Bitcoin, and it failed. So, Litecoin any day of the week, Crypto Angels. And thank you for the tip, brother. Oh, Pinoy Satoshi, brother. Thank you for the dollar tip. Didn't even ask a question. Just threw out a buck. I almost feel like I'm a stripper for you guys when you're throwing out the cash to me. Corrupted when he throws out that 100, I should be like, woo! Space chain? I don't know. That sounds pretty out of this world. Low cap has high volume. It's gotten crushed, though, in this market. But, I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover. Looks like it's being wash traded like crazy. Probably only on one small exchange, that's why. Oh, no, it's on a few. I'll check it out. I'll go deeper. Hey, Corrupted! Dude. Thank you, brother. Looks like I gotta flash them titties. Woo! Dude, Corrupted is the man, you guys. He is a Bitcoin fan. He likes his Bitcoin. That's mostly what he likes to invest in. I'm trying to get him into a couple other alts because I have a feeling if he gets into those alts, he could make a little bit more cash. But Bitcoin is the safest. It is going to be the world's reserve currency, so I understand what he's doing. 100%. This is one of the ones I'm trying to get him into, is Maker. So Maker, you guys, I have a feeling if you don't get one Maker, you're going to regret this the rest of your life. The governance, why you want to get Maker, the governance token, because as time goes on and people want to get into the stablecoin CDP market, there's only a million Maker, you guys. There's only a million right now. And people are going to want power in the Maker deciding behind CDPs, because that's a big thing. So you're going to see large not only, you know, institutions outside of cryptocurrency, you're going to see large cryptocurrency projects like ZeroX, Augur, ones that are involved with Maker and DAI. They're going to want to pick up a large percentage of that circulating supply because they're going to want their votes to matter when things happen with it. So if you do not want get one Maker, you guys, like, I could see one Maker when Bitcoin's, you know, 50,000, I could see one Maker being easily $10,000. Easily. So get yourself a Maker. It was getting a lot of FUD. I mean, the reason the price hasn't boomed a lot was because it's pegged from, its stablecoin peg was going wonky. It got down to 96 cents, but it's back up. It got up to 99 point something. It's at 98 right now. It got a little bit of FUD, but that's the time to buy, people. When people are fearful, you be greedy. When people are greedy, you become fearful. So, I mean, even right now is a good time to pick up Maker because the markets are not looking, the markets are looking great while Maker's only up 2.37. It's down almost 8% on Bitcoin. Digitex is going to beat BNB. I'm not a big fan of Digitex, but people have been telling me to look into it. It's down right now. Supposedly the launch of it's coming out soon too. Has broke away too its Bitcoin value from USD. That gap's always good to see. Wise words from Warren Buffett, yep. Warren is wise. He's not wise about cryptocurrency, but he is wise about that. You want me to look at Deep Brain Chain? I'll check it out. Up 28%. Hey, dude. I mean, I think its market cap almost got down to a million. Yeah. I mean, you could have made a shit ton of money if you got in on the low of Deep Brain Chain. VeChain. I'm not the biggest fan of VeChain. I mean, there was, like, words that VeChain was partnering with Louis Vuitton and they're going to use their... Now Louis Vuitton's building their own supply chain. Nah. I mean, I don't see that I see, you know, large enterprises like that building their own solutions. Why would they need to use VeChain? My personal opinion. My favorite supply chain coin is Origin Trail. Way lower cap too. Way bigger chance for gains. Maker or Enigma? That's a tough one. Both. In my opinion, I mean, what you need in your crypto toolbox, if you don't have one Bitcoin already, I mean, you should have got one when it got down in the 3,000 range, but you need one Bitcoin in there. You need 32 Ethereum, in my personal opinion. You need that for staking. You need one Maker. I'm saying that right now. Elastos, they are having a good pump. I'm going to be making a lot more Elastos videos here soon. Very soon. I'm just waiting for the beta to come out, the Trinity beta. Once that comes out and I'm able to use the dApps and, you know, show what it can do, that's when I'm ready. Because I've already talked about, you know, what the technology is behind Elastos. I've made all those videos and then there's not much more for me to talk about right now. Yo, what's up? Niall Ryan, how you doing, brother? I'm supposedly going to be getting on Ace Ventura, the crypto detective, to help me set up an Origin Trail node. And I want to show you guys how to do it at home. I want to start doing more videos, technical videos like that. Kind of differentiate the Chico channel. Make it into an all-encompassing cryptocurrency channel where we do everything. We do funny stuff. We do investigative stuff. We talk shit. We do awesome stuff like setting up nodes. How many light do you need? I don't know, Dirty Fergie. Not a big fan of the key, personally. Theta, bro. Theta's looking good. I'm waiting for Theta to do, have a good platform for YouTubers to start streaming on there. I mean, I talked about me doing it, but I don't know if I'd get the viewership on there. And I want a multi-stream to support Sliver.tv, so I could multi-stream also to YouTube and Theta. That would be freaking dope. How's Theta Fuel doing? It's on CoinMarketCap now. That's cool. Ooh. Yeah, people should have sold that right when it came out. It's been getting crushed. Phantom. We got a lot of Phantom shills in here today. Lots of them. Crazy amount. You'd watch me? I'm on there. All right, guys. Well, maybe in my next live stream I'll do it and we'll see how it goes. I'm supposed to be doing another one this week. Yeah, we do got a lot of Phantom shills in here. Whoa. Shill that coin. Post regarding staking, when Casper comes, you do need 32 Ethereum. And it's looking like with the target rate, they think like 10 million Ethereum will get locked up for staking. And the annual return for that will be about around 3%. People are like, that's not that much. Oh, it will be. And I don't think that many will get locked up. I think more like 5 to 8% will be the return. And this is actually a new language being built for Ethereum, or it's already built, it's already out. It's called Viper. It's pretty slick, everyone's saying. It's a slick new language, similar to Solidity in that it compiles down the Ethereum virtual machine bytecode. But supposedly it's a lot easier to use than Solidity. And a lot of people, they punk on Ethereum right now. They're like, well, Solidity is such a unique language that people don't want to learn. Well, here's something that's a lot more developer friendly, and it's already out in the wild. People just talk shit about Ethereum for absolutely no reason. Binance, BNB will be the king of crypto. No, it won't. People are already starting to find out about CZ and his shittiness. His shittiness is about to come full circle. And yeah, people will figure it out. And BNB is going to get crushed. It's going to be the biggest. Actually, Tron will be the biggest, bigger dumpster fire first. But BNB will come shortly after. My personal opinion. Hey, but there were gains to be made. I don't hate on anyone if you got into BNB and like you saw what the IEO was going to do to the coin price. I just personally don't want to help CZ make a bunch of money and let him funnel it into China and do his bullshit money laundering, take over Africa, whatever they're doing. I don't want to be a part of that. So I'd rather make money with crypto companies that actually doing cool things for this space, like Maker, put into open source crypto like Ethereum, Bitcoin. I did call it like a boss. Thank you, Bill. I knew this bull run was coming. You could just feel it, especially with that last dump they tried. Let's see if I can get out the chart. Check it out. It was about 7 days ago. Yeah. Wait, was it right here? This one. This one right here. Wait, no, it wasn't that one. Where was it? Might have been a little bit farther. Yeah, it was this one. Right there. That little dump right there, when that got crushed. Or wait, was it this one? I can't remember which one it was, but it was like a week and a half ago. They tried to dump it down. It got in the 3-8 range, and then it got eaten. Like, the whale's cells got eaten right away. And the whale that tried to push it down, you could see from the candle, they bought right back in, and they had to buy in a little bit higher, too. I knew it right at when that one happened that the bulls were coming. I don't own BNB, but I'm wrong about Binance. Oh, Binance is such a good ethical exchange. Yes, they are. They don't do anything wrong. They help crypto so much. No, they help themselves, you guys. Cut my hair? Hell no. Nah. I like Nash. I'm very, very excited for the launch of it, the public launch. It's in beta right now for a few people. Testing it out, checking it out, and I'm very happy. Oh, Phantom's about to release their mainnet. Nice. So talking, someone was just talking about Ripple and XRP. So supposedly Ripple is trying to run a smear campaign against Stellar right now. So Ripple hired the Hatch Agency, a marketing firm, who in turn asked a very specific question on Quora. And who came to answer it? David Schwartz, CTO. And he answered, and it's very clearly a smear campaign. And this guy just wanted to shed some light on it. So, this is a core question, basically. What do you think of IBM's partnership with Stellar and their use of stablecoins? And here's the Hatch Agency. Their portfolio. Ripple right there. And here's David Schwartz, who comes in. And here's where the question originated from. Emily Kramer works at the Hatch Agency. Oh, she studied at California State University, Chico. What? Hey, Emily, I'm gonna have to go talk to her. What's up with PoondiX? Blacklist Universe just asks. I don't know. Is it getting crushed right now? I've never been a big fan of PoondiX, you guys. If you hold some, I would recommend getting into a different coin. I do am starting to like Nano. I didn't like it in the beginning, but they are pushing forward very quickly. And it does have a lot of support from a lot of people in the cryptocurrency community. So I do see Nano doing very well coming up. I'm doing good, Crypto Dave, 13XRP. But this is crazy that the person from the Hatch Agency posted this Quora question. But yeah, David Schwartz, he's the one who answers the question, and he basically just shits on Stellar. It is a smear campaign put out. Pretty interesting, though, to see that stuff go fully into work, full swing. I'm not a big fan of IOSD. Is Elastos a good... Elastos is a good buy any day of the week, in my opinion. Nano or Phantom? Why not both? Nano or 0x? I like 0x. I do hold a large percentage of 0x in my portfolio. One thing I do know that's coming up for 0x, why it will be a good buy, and this will be another Chico prediction that he is going to get right, 0x will pop very soon, is they're adding a financial incentive. Some sort of staking model is coming to Phantom. As of right now, the only use case with 0x tokens is you have a big say in governance. You have a vote for when things are going to get changed to the protocol. Kind of similar to Maker, but they are going to be adding financial incentives to token holders. So when you see that news come out, it's going to pop. The co-founder just said they've had some proposals and they're working on it right now. So I'm telling you guys, this is going to pop. Look for 0x. Well, I think that's all my stuff, you guys. No, I'm a flat earther, actually. The earth is flat. No, I'm kidding. My landlord in Florida, he's a flat earther. The guy's crazy, I'll tell you that. He has some interesting theories on life. But he cornered me and told me the earth is flat for about 2 hours. And yeah, that was pretty crazy. I'll tell you that right now. Uh-oh, Flat Earth Crypto's in here right now. Yeah. I just want to chill. He is a Flat Earther. Uh-oh, we got Flat Earthers in here. Hey, I don't know. I've never been out in space. The Travola crowdfund was successful. Very successful. I like what they're trying to do. Have a legal rights in the ownership of Travola. Tron is flat. Earth is a cube. He actually, my landlord told me that it's either flat or it's a cube. He said it might be a cube. Yep, I'm cutting the hair. No, I don't know. We'll see. I'm kind of liking the long hair, so. It's going to be a decisions I have. Flat Earthers has caused a big controversy in the chat. Alessandro, thank you so much for the tip, brother. No question either. He just was like, make it rain on Chico Crypto right now. Appreciate that, brother. What's up, Satoshi Bear? It's a good day for a stream. Markets have been going crazy. We got past 5,300 for a bit. It's came back down, though. Bitcoin Cash. Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is going to take a dump eventually. I don't know why that's pumping like crazy. You can't, your hair. I'm going to grow it out to my shoulders and donate the locks to Locks with Love. Hopefully a little girl will get my hair. I got some nice hair, too. It's curly. It's thick. Hey, Nico Neo. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate all you guys coming in for this live stream. I wonder how many people are in here. Oh, man. 551 was my peak concurrent. That's a lot of people, guys. Well, I appreciate all you guys coming in. I'm probably going to take a nap here. I'm still freaking tired as hell from flying across the country. That shit's brutal. I'll tell you that right now. Like I said, I'm going to have some content coming this week. I'm on vacation, but I did have some pre-produced videos that I got out. So I'm going to do live streams and have those videos come out. And then next week, I'll be back in Florida on Wednesday, so I'll be back to my regular schedule, getting good content out. Chip Chodler will be making some videos. Maybe Chico the Rapper is going to make another big... Oh, shit, someone's tipping me? Whoa, dude. Oh, shit. This thing's powering down. SBC Tim Draper. My opinion on SBC, I've never actually heard of it, but I'll check it out. Oh, Space Chain. So someone asked me to look at this. It sounds out of this world. I haven't done research into it. So, I mean, just because Tim Draper is an advisor doesn't mean it's going to do great. I mean, Tim Draper, he's gotten into a lot of cryptocurrencies and some have failed. Tim Draper right there. I'll do some research into this, see. The name doesn't make me too big on it because it just seems like we're out of this world. So I'm going to have to check it out. But hey, man, I appreciate the tip. Everyone, Corrupted, who came in, who threw $120 this live stream, you're the man. Everyone else who threw tips, you guys are awesome. You keep the channel going. I'll be bringing the fire content like always, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.